Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan. It is our Ask Lan advice column. I truly have not done one of these in far too long. Normally, I like to do them every 5 episodes on the 5th ep, but it's been a lot longer than that. So we are well overdue for an Ask Lan advice column. If you're new here, if you're a new listener to the pod, if you joined after previous Ask Lan episodes, which happen to be some of my favorite episodes, then I would love to introduce to you how you can submit questions. I will always have the most recent Ask Lan Google Form link in the show notes. I update it as episodes go on. So I think I should also probably link it on the podcast, Instagram, and TikTok. So I'll get to doing that. But there is a Google Form where you can submit in your questions. If you need more time-pressing, urgent answers, then I also host Ask Lan question boxes, ask me anythings, whatever you want it to be on Mondays on my Instagram stories. So you can send questions in there. Obviously, it's a little more limited based off the character count in the question box on Instagram. Google Form allows you to kind of give me a whole paragraph, an essay, if you will. I'm super excited to do today's episode. We have a lot of different questions. You guys really did not hold back. We have everything from talk about Pilates, getting started with Pilates, relationship advice, friendship advice, being independent, anxiety, whatever it is. So stay tuned and I'll get to answering that. But I would love to just give a little disclaimer. I'm just a 25-year-old girl. These are my pieces of advice if you were asking me as your friend. I'm not claiming to be a professional. Also, a lot of the times I'm given these scenarios with minimal details. So take what you need, leave what you don't. It is your life. And this is just my input and my advice from my perspective, given the information them provided. But let's get into our current faves. Oh, also, I guess this is a current fave, but the ByRay hats have launched. They are available on byray.ca. We are shipping internationally. They're $49 per hat. It's not merch. It's the launch of my clothing brand. Everything is totally custom made. They're not blanks that I embroidered. It's 100% cotton. They're super well structured, super well fit, high quality hats. And I think you will really love them, whether it's for you, whether it's for your man, your brother, your sister, your friend, whoever it is. It's a unisex hat. And I'm really excited for you guys to get your hands on them. Thank you to everyone who has supported me so far. It really means a lot and is super surreal, and I'm super excited to see where ByRay takes us. On to my current faves. Also, I couldn't tell you the last time I filmed, / I don't think I have filmed in daylight since starting to do video for YouTube on here. So I'm very proud of myself for getting here to record when it's light outside. It props to me. I'm so proud of myself, especially because I'm slightly hungover this morning. I haven't really been drinking in January. I'm not trying to do dry Jan. I just really haven't been drinking that much. And last night, I kid you not, I literally had 1.5 espresso martinis and a tequila shot. And I don't have a headache or anything, but I'm definitely tired and definitely feel the impact. My Ultra Human Ring was not happy with me this morning. So there's that. I have been back in my tea grind. I've been having a lot of peppermint tea, mint tea. It's just really soothing and relaxing, and it's nice to have, especially because it's been super cold out. If I'm at a cafe working, I've been really enjoying having that. Been loving getting a bouncy blowout when I get my hair styled now instead of getting it curled. It's been like this the past few times that I've gotten my hair like cut or colored, or I've just gone for a blowout. I've asked for a bouncy blowout and I'm obsessed with it, and I've tried to figure out how to do it on myself at home and I cannot for the life of me. I just can't get it as smooth and frizz-free, and because I have naturally curly hair. So my goal is now to master being able to do a bouncy blowout at home. If any of you girls listening have any tips for me or any videos or pointers, I have the Shark Flex style. That's what I would be using. And I have a normal like boar bristle round brush. I have another round brush that's like the plastic bristles. So if you have any input or words of wisdom, I really did try to watch what the hairdressers were doing, but I can't seem to replicate it in the same way at home. So any pieces of advice, tips, tricks, hacks, whatever it is, I'm open ears. Feel free to DM me on @AlannaBloomberg at Instagram.com. Instagram.com, what am I saying? On Instagram, or the @MorningRayPodcast Instagram. You can DM me there as well. Don't really have many other current faves. Oh, I really have been loving doing a super early workout. Like before I was doing 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Now I've been doing 7:15 a.m. classes, and I truly really love it, and it's gotten a lot easier. My sleep was so much better this week, minus last night. I don't know, I just feel so productive being done my workout before 8 a.m. It's a really nice feeling. Let's get into Ask Lan. What is your advice for setting boundaries with a situationship that keeps coming back but says they don't want anything serious? Talking from experience here, I used to suck at setting boundaries. I'd be really scared to, and I literally would get to the point where I'd be so hurt and upset by the situation that I was forced to walk away. And then I got better at setting the boundaries, but not being great at withholding them, which seems to be the case here, like setting boundaries, but the situationship keeps coming back. By you allowing them to walk back into your life and you accepting them after you have set that boundary of saying, like, if you're not going to date me, I don't want you in my life sort of thing, you are showing them that you yourself don't respect yourself enough to hold that boundary and maintain it. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow. And trust me, I went through that multiple times. But if you want to stop this from happening, you have to break the cycle. You have to do something different to change the way in which this pattern plays out and to break that pattern. And to successfully set that boundary, you need to hold yourself to it as well, not just them. It's a two-way street. If you don't hold it, then they're going to come back into your life. If you set that boundary with a situationship that you don't want to continue to see them, if they're not going to date you, then you can't continue to talk to them when they message you or call you. You can't agree to hang out with them when they try to hang out or come over. If you run into them out at the bar, like, don't go home with them. You need to take yourself out of body and look at the situation as you would if it was your friend in that spot. I know, like, sometimes it's so much easier to give advice than to take our own advice, but I think if you want this pattern to stop, because clearly he doesn't want anything serious, he says what he thinks you want to hear in order to get back in bed with you, you're still having the same outcome. So if you want this to change, and if you want to finally move past this so that you can create space for something that is in alignment with what you want, then you need to hold this boundary. Like, you need to hold on to it. You need to be firm. You need to stand your ground, and you need to respect yourself. Like, do it for yourself. Look at yourself as you would a younger sister, a friend, your future daughter, whoever it is, whatever makes you feel the most like empowered to do so. You need to break this pattern. If you don't break it, it's just going to keep happening, and he's going to think you're okay with him just coming back when he feels like it, and you need to be firm with it. There is nothing wrong with communicating healthily and holding to that boundary and setting that boundary and, like, really firmly holding it in place. Boundaries are hot. It's attractive. It shows that you have self-respect. And I believe that you do. You just have to stop this bad habit that you have and change it. Rewire the way in which you react to him. I know that's easier said than done. Again, especially if it happens when you've both been drinking or like you're intoxicated or whatever it is. It's easy for them to play with your vulnerabilities, your heartstrings. Really just like hold yourself accountable. Make a promise to yourself. I'm not going to let this person come back to me because I know I deserve better and I want better. Putting yourself out there and going on dates, how to get over the nerves and all that. I think it's just like an exposure therapy thing. I used to get so anxious and nervous before first dates, sometimes second dates, and it still happens from time to time. Like I'll get a little bit nervous before a date. Not that I've really been on any first dates lately or in a while. I really do think the more you do it, the more confident you feel going into it and the less intimidating and scary it is for you. Because a lot of the times dating and first dates is a new thing for many people and it is uncomfortable and it is scary and it's vulnerable. You're meeting someone new. You're having conversations with them. You're trying them on for size, like getting to know each other and asking each other questions. Sometimes first dates can really suck, but they can also be a lot of fun if you hit it off. And I think the biggest pieces of advice that I have for getting over your nerves and gaining confidence and being in a better headspace walking into that first date is, one, I love to play really good, feel good, empowering music when I'm getting ready, whether it's Miley Cyrus, whether it's Tate McRae, whatever music really puts you in a good headspace and makes you feel really hot and cool and sexy and authentically yourself. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is. They seem to always be messing with us, and there is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ALANA, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code ALANA for 15% off today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lay that while getting ready. I also love to make myself a little drink, whether it's a mocktail or spiked with a little alcohol. Like I'll usually, honestly, take a glass, and I'm a tequila girl, and I'll just pour enough tequila so that it covers the bottom of the glass, and then I'll take a lime LaCroix and pour it up the rest of the way. Sometimes I'll add a little extra lime, some ice, just a little bit of that alcohol calms me down a little bit, like the physical anxiety feelings chills me out, but I'm not getting like tipsy or drunk before the date because I am lightweight and I don't want to show up tipsy for a date. So having just like a little spiked seltzer soda water situation is usually what I'll do. And I think like do your makeup the way you want to do it and the way you feel most confident doing it. Do your hair the way you feel the most confident doing it. I feel the most confident when my hair is down and curled. So I typically wear my hair that way on a first date. I have my classic go-to basic outfits that I wear on pretty much every first date. Pretty much just like jeans that I feel really comfortable and confident in, and a boat neck tank top. And then if it's winter, I throw on my leather jacket. Sneakers are usually what I wear. When you think about getting ready for the date, don't think about how they're going to perceive you. Like, truly wear and dress the way that you feel the most confident, comfortable, and sexy for you. And even if that means wearing something baggy or something more modest, like, that is okay. You don't have to dress for the male gaze or for whoever you were going out with. Like, dress for yourself, because if you feel confident and comfortable, then you are going to show the best version of you and feel like your most authentic self on this date, or at least like the chances of that are higher. Wear what you feel comfortable and confident in. I will never forget my friend Kenzie. When I started to go on a lot of dates, she's always like, just wear what you feel comfy in. It doesn't have to be the super like seductive outfit or what you think that you should be wearing for them. Like, wear what feels good for you. And then like when it comes to the actual date, I used to be like, what the hell are we going to talk about? I would get so nervous about talking to guys, especially like in high school and early university, is like, what the hell are we going to talk about? I don't know what we're going to talk about. And like spiral in my head, like anxious, intrusive, hot thoughts of how am I going to entertain this person? And, you know, like through going on dates and growing up and gaining a better sense of self and having more self-confidence, being able to hold myself better and kind of becoming like this more outgoing person and growing into myself, because I was very shy and introverted growing up. There's always going to be something to talk about. A lot of the times the guy is going to lead the conversation. Anyways, you're human. You know how to have a conversation with a person. You know how to talk and hold a conversation. A date is merely just a conversation between two people getting to meet and interact. It doesn't mean you have to marry this person. It doesn't mean you have to kiss this person, sleep with them, go home with them, whatever it is. You're merely enjoying, hopefully, each other's company in a fun, vibey setting, whether you're doing an activity, going for a drink, a meal, a walk, whatever it is. Like, it's not that deep, and you don't have to overthink it that much. I feel like my current version of myself isn't serving me anymore. How do I reinvent myself? I feel like I've been through this so many times myself, and I don't think I've ever actually really spoken about it so explicitly on the podcast, or like so like straight up on the podcast, or in general on any of my platforms. And it's kind of like this uncomfortable place to be in, if I'm being honest, because you're kind of mourning your old self, but you don't really know what your new self is yet, and you're kind of in this in between, right? And I actually recently saw this podcast clip of Charli D'Amelio, and she was feeling super depressed and like unsure of herself and finding herself answering, I don't know, to every single question that was asked about herself. And she didn't want to leave home and was just rotting at home all the time. And it was feeding into this depression that she was in this depressive state. I can relate to that a lot. I feel like for so long, I didn't know who I was. I wasn't confident in knowing who I was. I feel like when you're changing and evolving as a person, you kind of start to ask these questions and not really know the answers. I think the only way to figure out who this new version of you is, or what this version of you is through experiencing different things, putting yourself out there, trying new things, and seeing what you like and don't like without letting outside noise in. I think as children, we are often told by our parents, especially if we grew up a certain way and were raised a certain way, like what we should and shouldn't like, and how we should go about things, and what our hobbies should be, and what sort of career path we should take, and what courses we should be studying. I think as we come into adulthood, we grow into this adult version of ourselves, this ever-evolving adult version of ourselves, because I feel like we continuously change as adults. We learn who we are and who we want to be through self-discovery. That is through trying different things. That is through going to a run club. That is through going to a new restaurant and trying foods of a different cuisine. That's through picking up a new hobby or buying clothes without falling into fast fashion trends and just buying something because you like it. Maybe you're thrifting more. We determine like who we are and what we like through our life experiences. So in this circumstance, I encourage you to try things that always sparked curiosity, but you never ended up trying out of fear of judgment or fear of failure. And I encourage you to form your own opinions of the things that you like and don't like without the outside noise. Determine within yourself, do I like this? Without having to consult someone else. Gain confidence in knowing the answer to the questions you're being asked and the questions you're asking yourself, your ability to make decisions independently. I think within doing that, you will find who this new version of you is, and you will be a lot more satisfied with who that version is, and you'll feel a lot more confident. Your self-esteem will be that much higher. I think you will really grow and learn to love who this person is that you are becoming, as opposed to feeling lost, stuck, or unsure. How do I deal with the fact that my ex left me for this girl he had been secretly texting while we were together? She also left her boyfriend of 3 years right after my ex left me. I'm just really struggling with feeling insecure and not enough. My ex and I were together for a year, and I can't comprehend how he would discard our love so easily. He also lied about a lot of things during our relationship. Not sure how to trust a man again. I'm so sorry that you got caught in the middle of this, that the person you trusted and thought loved you the way you loved them showed to be otherwise. Without saying too much, I can incredibly relate to this situation to a degree on a smaller scale, and it sucks. And I'm sure you are sitting here trying to figure out the solution to this problem and trying to figure out where things went wrong and why they happened the way they happened. Unfortunately, even if he like straight up point blank told you the reason why, which would literally freaking suck, I don't even think he knows the reason why he acted the way he acted. All I know is that this seems like he's really insecure and immature and selfish. And everything that happened is not a reflection of you and the way you showed up in this relationship and the way that you gave love. It's not a reflection of you. It doesn't make you any less. It doesn't make your relationship with him any less. But I think if you sit here continuously trying to figure out how you could have been more, how you could have been enough, where you went wrong, what went through his mind, it's just gonna drive you mad. I encourage you to, instead of putting that energy into him and him dating this girl, put that energy into yourself. Put that love that you were giving to him back into yourself, into your friendships, into your family relationships, into career or school, into your hobbies. Refill your cup and re-energize yourself. Just switch your priorities and also reframe how you're looking at this situation. Just be grateful that you found out his true colors now, only a year into the relationship, as opposed to multiple years down the line, or God forbid you were married and you found this out and this happened and you had to get a divorce or children were involved or whatnot. Like, it could be so much worse. Not to discredit what happened, like, it's still really shitty and it sucks and it doesn't feel good at all. Trust me, I know. But these two people, they deserve each other. They both were in relationships and emotionally cheating on their partners, left those partners without second thoughts so that they could be together, dismissing any potential damage that they could cause. You are better for being out of this, and you may not see it now, but everything happens for a reason and happens as it should and when it should. I want you to open up your journal, write two lists. I think I've said this before, but you're going to write a list about everything you dislike about him, your relationship with him, how this happened, everything, because it's so easy, like, despite this being the way it ended, to romanticize him and the relationship to just put him on a pedestal. We need to take him off that fucking pedestal because he does not deserve to be there at all. So write that list, and then you are going to write a second list. This list is going to be everything you want and deserve and desire in a partner, in a relationship, how you want it to look, how you want it to feel, how you want it to sound, what physical character traits you want, what emotional, everything. What dreams and aspirations do you have? And when you find yourself putting him on a pedestal, highlighting only the good parts of this relationship, I want you to pull this journal out and reread this. And remind yourself and humble yourself, pull him off that fucking pedestal, make him the peasant that he is, and just remind yourself and gain your power back and gain your control back, because you have every power within you to move forward, to rebuild, to refine yourself, to get excited. I know it's really hard to be able to let someone in again and to trust someone again, but there is someone out there worth trusting, who is worthy of your trust, who is worthy of your love, because they're going to reciprocate that right back to you. I'm personally someone who would way rather know now, as someone who tends to keep her walls up and keeps herself closed off. I have learned that I would way rather be open with someone, wear my heart on my sleeve, and know that I put my all into something than to leave something knowing I didn't give it my all. I didn't like open myself up to love, because to love is to be vulnerable. And in order to experience great things in life, we need to take risks. The greater the risk, the greater reward. That's just the way it is. Even though it will take time and space, a place to recover and to heal, work on yourself, focus that energy inwards. Don't just veto men because one guy, even if this has happened before, or like guys have been shitty in the past, don't project what someone else did to you onto someone who has not shown you a reason to believe that you can't trust them. Again, I'm so sorry that this happened. It is such a shit feeling. I know it all too well. Just know that if this gives you any comfort, you're not alone in this. I'm sure you and I are not the only ones who have unfortunately experienced a shitty situation like this one, but you and I will get through this together. You will be perfectly strong, capable, have every ounce of ability to trust again and be open and vulnerable and love and receive love and give love and all of that again. And it will all heal within time. My coffee is definitely hitting today. My heart is racing. How do you deal with making yourself a priority when you have a lot of outside responsibilities? I work a 24/7 job and it's very intense sometimes, and I feel like I can never get away from my major responsibilities and take care of myself without feeling guilty. 24/7 job, that sounds insane. I'm curious to know what you do for a living, but I think you need to let go of this guilt, because if you don't take even 5 minutes, if 5 minutes is all you got to take care of yourself, or even if it's like your habit stacking, like listening to a self-improvement podcast with whatever task you have at work, or maybe you're like walking on a walking pad while answering emails or something, you won't be able to show up for your job if you're not taking care of yourself. You won't be able to perform as the best version of you in this role if you are not filling up your own cup first. I'm sure you can find 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes at some point in your day, even if it's like a 10-minute period here, a 10-minute period there. Maybe I'm ignorant for saying that, but I'm sure there's time you spend scrolling or doing something that you could replace with time to give into like a self-care practice, whether it's meal prepping meals or getting to bed a little bit earlier or taking time to shower or wash your hair or do your skincare or stretch a little bit or do a 10-minute workout or do a 10-minute walk or like get some fresh air. There's little things. It doesn't have to mean spending 2 hours in the gym every single day. It doesn't have to look like that. But I'm sure there's time you could carve out somewhere where, even if it's being stacked with a work activity or work responsibility, it can just provide you that little ounce of like self-care that you need, and it can really have this larger impact. So I would be honest and real with yourself. Look at your schedule and try to see where is there time that you're maybe wasting scrolling on TikTok, sitting on a couch or something, or is there a way that you could better use your time, maybe taking public transit instead of driving so that you could read a book, maybe parking a little bit farther away from the office so that you can walk a little bit and get more steps. There's always little things that you can do that end up having bigger results and impacts over time because of the compounding effect. The more consistent you are with it, the more it will benefit you. So I think I would start there, and also stop feeling guilty. You deserve and are allowed to want to take time and care for yourself. Hey Lan, what are your thoughts on dating older men? We all know women mature quicker than men, so I naturally find myself gravitating towards men that are 10 years older than me. I go back and forth on this all the time because sometimes I feel like I'm at a point. I'm 25, so 10 years older is 35. And I'm like, if these men are still single, I want to say like majority of them have something wrong with them as to why they're single. Maybe report back. I'll report back in like a couple of years if I still think that. I don't know. I go back and forth. I don't think, yes, women mature faster than men. I wouldn't say it's a blanket statement that older means they're more mature. In fact, I've been with a lot of guys, well, not a lot, but I've been with guys who are younger than me. Whether I went on a date with them or hooked up with them or I was just talking to them. And sometimes I do find men who are younger than me to be more mature in certain ways. Obviously, like some parts, older men are just more mature due to life experience and exposure. But I think whatever works for you works. And I don't think there should be any place of judgment. Like I know people who are in their 30s and are married or dating people in their 50s and they're in a happy, healthy relationship and that works for them. I've gone out with guys who are 10 years older than me, 8 years older than me, 7 years older than me, around there, and sometimes I vibe with them, sometimes I don't. So I really think it's whatever you think works best for you, and if that's something you are more attracted to and you find you get a lot more on with guys who are around 10 years older than you, then go for it and own it. And you don't have to explain yourself to anyone as long as you are feeling happy, confident, and safe in this relationship, in these interactions, then that's all that matters. Age is just a number, especially once you get into your mid-20s and older. Like I really don't think it matters as much because we're all adults. As long as it's like consensual and things are good, we're all adults. Okay, we're gonna do 2 more questions. I'm going to kind of combine these 2 questions. So the first one is, how many days a week do you do Pilates? Have you found you've been consuming less calories while focusing on Pilates as your main form of movement? And then the second one is, do you do any weightlifting at all, or do you primarily do Pilates? Also, any advice for someone trying to lean out? Love you lots. So I used to weightlift a lot. I was doing bodybuilding style weightlifting and I did really like it, and I got really strong in doing that, and I built a lot of confidence in doing that, and I think everything has its time and place. But personally, for right now, Pilates is my main form of movement. I want to say 95% of all my workouts are some form of Pilates, whether it's mat Pilates or the reformer, or I'm doing Legree or something of that nature. And then occasionally, not every week, but I'll throw in a spin class or boxing or a Barre's class or some HIIT class where I'm running or doing some form of cardio, lifting weights, doing interval training, something like that. So I haven't really weightlifted. The last time I weightlifted was when I was in London and I was in this bodybuilding gym, which was literally like insane. I'll touch a weight, like a barbell, not a barbell, a dumbbell every now and again in like a Barre's class kind of setting, or like the odd workout where if I go with my friend Lauren to the gym lift, but not really. I wouldn't say I'm really weightlifting at all. I would say if you are trying to lean out, less is more. Don't overwork yourself, overtraining, getting hyperfixated on what you're eating. Too much of anything isn't good. And I personally found with my body, when I put too much stress and pressure on what I was doing in the gym and how I was eating, my body reacted negatively to that and held on to so much stress And I think like relationship, this is going to sound like so stupid. And like, obviously at the end of the day, it is calories in versus calories out. Like you want to be burning more than you're consuming sort of thing. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a professional in that sense. So speak to your doctor. But this is just advice as a 25-year-old girl who has been able to successfully lean out without intentionally trying to. I naturally shifted to doing Pilates more and running occasionally and doing the occasional HIIT or boxing class every now and again. And my body liked that a lot more. And in turn, from doing lower intensity, lower impact workouts, I find I don't get this like insane rush of hunger that I used to have when I was lifting all the time. So I am consuming less, but I'm also burning less in my workouts. Really, less is more. Finding moderation and balance in your life, figuring out what works for you and what you can be the most consistent with. And I would say also walking. Walking is a huge thing. Water is a huge thing. Sleep, recovery, rest is just as important as all the physical activity, as what you're eating. Trying to make more home-cooked meals, focusing on whole foods, prioritizing protein. Really just figure out what works for you. Everybody is different. Everybody is different. But I would not go down the rabbit hole of trying to be super regimented or following a diet plan or anything like that. It has never done me any good. And I don't think it's done a lot of people good. So that's my input on that. I think that's going to be the last question that I answer for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I would love if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. You can leave comments. I love seeing what you guys have to say. I love seeing you guys also tag that you're listening to the pod on Instagram and TikTok. So continue to do that. I love reposting it and engaging with you guys and getting to chat with you guys. If you ever have any questions, my DMs are always open. As a reminder, Byray hats are available, so definitely go check that out. If you sign up for emails, you'll get a 10% off code. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them. Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.